Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Anthony Lynn. He knows a thing or two about drafting QBs. He was in L.A. with the Chargers when they took Justin Herbert at number 6, was the head coach with the Chargers, with Herbert early on. He's now here as the run game coordinator of the Commanders. And we asked Anthony Lynn when we caught up with him just a little bit ago how he knew Cliff Kingsbury, how this gig came about.
You know, I knew Cliff back when he was at Texas Tech. I'd go back and I'd speak to the team from time to time, and I got to know him then. Of course, I'm a Red Raider. I went to Texas Tech, so we knew each other first from my Texas Tech days. But then when he came into the league, I think he was in New England. I was in Denver. And so I've just known him for years, and I just watched him grow as a young coach and become a coordinator and a head coach. And I think he's still growing, still evolving. Very humble man. Doesn't try to make you think he has all the answers. He's bringing in, you know, experienced people around him to help him with that. And I just like what he stands for, and it's going to be cool working with him finally.
Coach, what are the similarities between you and Cliff, the way you guys see offense? You know, some things that you say, hey, well, these are universal truths.
Yeah, we don't know that yet, to be honest with you, because I've been here for a day and a half. And so, you know, and so, but right now, what we want to do is we want to get all the right pieces on campus. And once we get players here on campus that we know are going to be here, then we're going to start talking about scheme and how we're going to employ that scheme. And from my experience, just watching Cliff from way off, is he likes to put people in positions to be successful. And I think he's been pretty good at that. And that's definitely part of my philosophy.
Just curious to get your reaction. One of the reasons I think, you know, a lot of us have been excited about you coming is it seems like maybe you can provide a little balance to him in terms of the run game. Now, he says, and I think it's fair, if you look at the numbers, he ran the ball plenty with Arizona as well. Mm-hmm. And he says what he did in the league doesn't really necessarily resemble the air raid. But I'm just curious, you were in San Francisco where they're as good at it as anybody. Detroit, where with Ben, yourself, Dan, you guys were pounding the football. Do you feel like that's kind of why you're here, to help bring that element to Cliff's offense and marry the run game and the pass game together?
I don't think it's simply that element. I mean, I've rushed for a lot of yards since I've been in this league, that's for sure. But like you say, in Arizona, Cliff finished top 10 a couple times, I believe, and running the football. I mean, just don't let the spread fool you. He will hand it off, but I am here to help, help us execute and help us do whatever it takes to win. And yes, I'm a run game coordinator, but I also will be looking at everything, you know, with Cliff. And so I'm just here to help him any way I can, to be honest with you.
How do you get to a point, and maybe it already is that way because you guys are tight from your, as you said, being from the same college, where maybe couple games go by and you just want to say, hey, what about this? You know, I was a head coach, I was a coordinator, I can help you in this regard, or is this something we should try? Do you feel like that's something that's kind of earned over time with him, or is that a relationship you might have right away?
You know, I don't see why we can't do that right away.
Yeah.
You know, if I bring an idea to the table and it makes sense, you know, I know Cliff, let's roll. Yeah. I mean, he just wants the best ideas.
Anthony Lynn with us here on Grant and Danny. You mentioned, Coach, getting the right pieces. Obviously, no names yet. Draft hasn't happened. What are you looking for, though, in general, in terms of a football player that would make sense for you guys and your offense?
Well, I mean, like, we're evaluating the guys that we have on campus right now. We know we have some good pieces on campus right now. But, you know, you can always have more. And, you know, in that backfield, I love versatility. You know, I like a guy that can stay on the field for all three downs, a guy that we can hand it off to, a guy that we can throw it to. And in the backfield, that's kind of what we're looking for. But we're just really looking for good football players. And I think what the best thing coaches can do is when you get the best players on campus, you get them on campus and you figure out how to use it. You know, I'm not one of these guys to say, this is my system, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not that cookie cutter. Just give me the best players and I'll figure out how to use them.
How far along are you in the kind of film process with this group? I'm just curious your thoughts on Brian Robinson, who's been successful here, and then Chris Rodriguez, who had a strong rookie year.
I'm probably about 4 hours. You know, like I said, I just got here a day and a half ago, but I studied Brian coming out of Alabama. I know Brian very well, and I like him. And I kind of know what his running style is and what he can do and the areas where I can help him even improve. So I'm looking forward to working with the young man because I like his mentality. He want to be good, and I'm pretty sure his work ethic will reflect that.
I remember from Hard Knocks years ago, other coaches in your employ would tell the running backs, you better know your assignment. Because Coach Lynn doesn't mess around with people that don't know what they're supposed to be doing, and you better mind your P's and Q's. I love that approach and holding guys accountable. Is that something that you've grown into as a coach over the years?
It's definitely something I've grown into. I think when I first got into this coaching gig, it was I think I got the most out of players out of fear, to be honest with you. You know, but over the years, you get a little more mature, and you realize that, you know, getting to know the players and being more relational goes a lot further. It goes a long ways with these guys, and I can coach them. They give me permission to coach them, and a lot of players really never give you the permission to coach them, you know. But when they know you and they trust you, you can coach the hell out of them. And if they don't know you, then everything you say is an attack, you know. But if they know me, it's a challenge. And so I think the first thing you got to do is relate to these guys and get to know them. And because they don't know, they don't care what you know until they know that you care. And so that's what I'm looking forward to, is just calling, getting on the phone, calling these guys, taking them to dinner, taking them to lunch here the next couple weeks or so, and just kind of get to know them that way.
Anthony Lynn's the run game coordinator with the Commanders. What do you make of the philosophies now, it seems like, about not drafting running backs really high? Jahmyr Gibbs kind of punched a hole in that, I guess, but or not paying running backs the same. Like, how the league seems to be trending, because you can just find them anywhere.
You know, I'm not responsible for all these trends and how they go about who they're going to pay and when they're going to pay them and what century they're going to do it in, you know. But it's crazy to think that you can devalue the running back position. You know, you're not going to win a championship without a running game. And we all know that. And if you can't run the ball, you're in trouble. And when you can run the ball, there's really nothing that you can't do because everything ties to the running game. So you got to have a running scheme. You got to have running backs. They are just as important as anybody on the damn roster. Why they're not getting value the way they used to, you know, maybe because we've moved more to spread and the numbers are not as big as they used to be because the game has changed a little bit, you know. You can thank Mike Leach for that, you know, when Texas Tech came out of nowhere, number two in the country, because he went to spread and he was beating powerhouse teams, you know. And so what Mike did was he changed carries to touches. And I don't think people take that into account. It's not about carries and yards. It's about touches. What is that player doing with the touches that he gets, whether I throw it to him or whether I hand it to him? You know, Christian McCaffrey, I think he's a leader in that category. You know, you don't have to hand it to him 35 times a game like we used to with Terrell Davis. Give it to him 15 times and throw it to him 6 or 7 more times. And let's see what happens. You know, you get the same production.
30 touches for 160 in the Super Bowl. Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.